A 30-minute bus ride from the docks of Juneau, Alaska, is the most accessible glacier in Alaska, Mendenhall Glacier. That is, if you can get to Juneau, Alaska. There are no roads accessing Juneau because of the very rugged terrain. Your choices are to take a cruise, hop a ferry, or fly into the local airport. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Wayne Ward works for the U.S. Forest Service at Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. I was able to corner him at a great vantage point located outside the Forest Service Visitor Center and learn about this very impressive glacier.
Geologically, you're looking at this massive form of ice that's anywhere between 300 feet at the face and going on up to about 5,000 feet in depth, plowing down through these granite outcroppings, lots of schist as well. Well, what I'm seeing is a glacier that you could canoe up to and just step up on, and that's the illusion. The face of the glacier, if you were to kayak up to it, rather than being curb height, you'd find it 7 stories high. And you'd find it's another 7 to 10 stories going down into the water as well. So you're not as awed by it, I think, as much until you really get up on it. And also over on the right-hand side, and it's appeared quite clearly this year, is a very large waterfall, if you will, coming out from underneath the glacier. Hydrologists believe that this is probably one of maybe 3 that are pouring water and forming this lake into the lake right now. Well, the age of the ice that's coming off the glacier can be anywhere between 80 to over 200 years old. It moves just like a river. The younger ice is going to be coming right down the center. It's flowing faster, maybe, you know, a foot or more a day. And the ice on the sides is going to be older than that. It's going to be moving just a few inches a day. Well, of course, there are lots of moulons in the ice, which sort of, in other words, there are little channels that capture the melt on the top and send it down underneath the ice. And so that's contributing a lot to the lake. Those can run probably easily a quarter of a mile or more under the ice before they shoot out underneath it. The icebergs that you see out here, some of them the size of small shopping malls, because we're only seeing a tenth of it on the top. Most of it is underneath. Takes as little as a couple of weeks for these to break up and begin to melt down and then finally enter the river, which is just about a mile from us here where it begins and empties out of the lake. And so then it takes small pieces of ice down, and it takes any of the melt here as well. It is difficult to grasp this kind of landscape and these particular kind of phenomena that, you know, that exist in the lake, these huge icebergs.
This region is not only beautiful, but provides a wonderful habitat for both aquatic and terrestrial life.
We do have some aquatic life, mainly in the form of salmon. We have sockeye salmon that come up here, and they will overwinter in the lake till they're at least large enough to get out into the ocean. And we have sockeye in there right now. We have sockeye entering the streams. We also have coho salmon that come up here. And occasionally a curious seal will swim up from the ocean into this fresh water here. And not sure what they're doing, probably curiosity more than anything else, but they may catch an occasional salmon out there in the water. Wildlife, we have lots of bears. There's no other spot in the world that has any denser population of bears than we do here. We usually have at least a dozen bears operating somewhere in this near vicinity. So many, in fact, that we've had people literally trip over them coming out of the restroom, but they're black bears. And occasionally we will have brown bears that will come in, but they haven't been in here for probably about 4 years or more. It's a wonderful black bear habitat. In the wintertime, we have wolves. It's a wonderful birding area as well, lots of birds. And of course, I guess the most celebrated for people wanting to find the bird in Alaska is the eagle. We have bald eagles, especially here beginning in the fall, that are picking up on sort of the tail end of what's left of the 2 salmon runs we have going up the stream.
Between 1980 and 1999, Mendenhall Glacier retreated an average of 90 feet a year. And then to everyone's surprise, it lost 300 feet in the year 2000 alone. In 2004, over 600 feet of retreat occurred. Wayne's parting comment during this very perfect day was this.
We just exist here on the earth for a blink of an eye in geologic times, because this glacier has been up and down this valley many times. It's receding right now, but some scientists believe in looking at their model that in a few hundred years we're going to be looking at a major ice age, and so it may stop and just come right back down the valley, you know, and occupy the valley again. I like to come back every 100 years or so and sort of examine that, but it's awing and knowing that you are here for such a short time as compared to the life of this glacier and glaciers in general.
Living Water will bring you many facts about water and how it contributes to our lives, fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.